Open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 7. And I'm just going to call Jonathan to do the reading. And afterwards, we shall hear more about what Paula was talking about in the video, how as a church we are standing with those that I need. So over to you, Jonathan.
Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion on their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So I'm going to invite Claire and Winnie to join me up here. Winnie, come on up stage as well. Come up on the stage as well. You need all the height you can get. So that passage, do you remember a few years back? Maybe it's a couple of years. We read through that passage, some of us here in the evening service, and Holly here illustrated it as we went along. Do you remember doing that? It was beautiful. It was a way of us kind of seeing visually and inhabiting, having our minds captivated by what Isaiah had seen, and having these words and this image of a kingdom, a coming kingdom that Isaiah painted a picture of, kind of another way of it seeping into our minds and our souls. And what that kingdom was about, what Holly was illustrating, was about this kind of reproducing hope. That if you notice in the passage, that what happens is that it's those who have been brokenhearted and those who have been oppressed and those who have been prisoners, those who've been captive, it's when they receive comfort, when they receive a binding up of their broken hearts, when they receive freedom, it's they who become priests of the Lord, a planting of the Lord for the display of the splendor. It's they who inherit this call to garden the world back into flourishing and fruitfulness. This is the God who we serve, a God who pours out this reproducing hope to his people, and where we are transformed, so he uses us to transform others. I quoted in the morning service this morning a commentator who says, who noted that Jesus quotes this passage in the start of his ministry. And he fully inhabits, like a script, he fully inhabits this text. He fully fulfills the vision of Isaiah. But this commentator says, but he doesn't exhaust it. He fulfills, but he doesn't exhaust this prophecy. Because this prophecy is about the Spirit of the living God who doesn't get exhausted, who doesn't go tired or weary. It's about the Spirit of the living God who continues to anoint his people to speak freedom, to speak hope, to speak restoration, to speak transformation. And we're going to hear from Claire and Winnie now, some of the ways in which they, as CAP DET coaches, see that and participate in that. And the first thing we want to do is just say a really big thank you to Claire and Winnie, who do this work on behalf of the church. So on behalf of the church, we want to thank you. Shall we thank them? Yeah. It's what a wonderful thing it is to have this ministry at the heart of us as All Saints Peckham. So you guys have been reflecting on this passage and been reflecting on it in the light of CAP ministry and reflecting on CAP ministry in the light of this passage. And I'm going to ask you, Claire, first of all, what God has been showing you through the passage that we've just heard read.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here. I've been reading through this passage and it kept coming back to me, verse 3, about providing for those who grieve, bringing joy instead of despair and hope, as Jenny says. And God's provision has just been amazing and magnificent through this whole COVID time and lockdown and so on. And through our Connect team and people, raising people up to provide practically and to bring the love of Jesus and share that hope that we have with our clients. But I've been really struck by one particular client that I've been keeping in touch with, who has been with us for just over a year now. And as I've had conversations with her, her and her family were really struggling last year and over the months and facing lots of difficulties and bad news and tricky situations in their lives. And it culminated just before lockdown in the death of a loved one. And so when they had the funeral, it was at a really difficult time where you could have hardly anyone present and they didn't know the vicar who was taking it. But he came up to them at the end and he said, God, I really feel God has spoken to me and I want to give you my car. I really feel that he's told me that you really need it and I don't need it anymore. And they'd had to give up their car as part of, as they sorted out their financial difficulties. And so they were absolutely blown away by this. And it's enabled them to move out of London and start a new life, which is what they wanted to do. And it's really restored their hope and hope in Jesus. And last time I spoke to them a few weeks ago, you could hear the transformation in terms of where they were at with God and in their lives. And the lady was telling me how she was sharing Jesus' love with her neighbour and her neighbour's children and trying to find a way of bringing them into the church. And that just as Jenny was saying about, as it says in the passage, becoming oaks of righteousness and going on to plant, for themselves. It's just fantastic. So just really, really encouraged by that.
Example of the way in which God works. He's so generous with his blessing that he doesn't sort of confine it, but he kind of pours it in this kind of reinforcing way. Claire, I haven't prepped you for this, but I'm sorry, but I wanted to get a bit of bonus content for the evening service. So I wanted to just ask you, what motivated you for what you do right now with CAP as a debt coach, and what motivates you to keep on?
Well, I think what obviously God brought me to this place, and it was the Spirit of the Lord, I guess, coming upon me and encouraging me to step out in faith into the CAP ministry, and reading time and time again the passages like this Isaiah one of, Jesus wanting us to reach out to the poor and the broken. And him pouring out his Spirit on us to step into his shoes and do the same. And so I've taken that step. And I'm just so encouraged that I feel God's really provided me and equipped me. And when I don't feel like I'm equipped to help these, you know, people in the situation they're in, and God's provision is just brilliant. And if you step out, God really, he just takes control, and he gives you what you need for the situation, and it's just really rewarding and encouraging to see the fruit of that.
I think as a member of the staff team here also, to think, Claire, you've been an example of God's provision to us in this season, with all of the gifts that you have and the passion that you have for people coming to know Jesus. So I give thanks for you. I before the service, I felt that I wanted to pray for courage for us as a congregation. That might come in all sorts of forms for different ones of you in different circumstances. And I guess Claire's testimony is one of courage, one of some taking courage to step out into a new situation and a new place. So I pray, as I say, I prayed before the service that this would be a courage bringing service, and that we would all go out a bit more courageous than we came in. Winnie, can I turn to you? And what reflections you have on this passage, and how you see it in the ministry of CAP that you're involved in?
Hello, fantastic. I think Claire has said quite a lot, so I think probably I can get off the stage now.
No.
It is quite inspiring, and also affirm God's faithfulness and his promises to us. I remember when I joined Rachel as CAP coach four years ago, and our area manager was such an inspiring woman. She's passed away, may her soul rest in peace. And she was really encouraging us to be connecting the CAP clients with the church. And Rachel was saying that it's something that is also on her heart, and we've been praying and praying for it. Then I remember at the beginning of the year, Reverend Jonathan giving us a word saying that God is doing a new thing and we shouldn't perceive it. And with all the years, within that 4 years, and Rachel being here more than 4 years, it seemed a bit, I'm hesitant to say impossible for us to do that, or when it was going to happen. And it never crossed my mind that during this time where we are in a season of lockdown and a pandemic where everybody's struggling, grieving for so many reasons, will be the time that we will step out, or we will step in into what God is doing. And it has been a phenomenal thing to have. For me, it has been a blessing for me, because it gives me hope, and it also put joy in my heart. And it's like a miracle seeing God at work. And you read the Bible sometimes. Ariana tells me that, oh, mommy, it looks like God is such an old, grumpy old man, and he get angry sometimes. Then he say, oh, sometimes he's so amazing, I can't believe what he does and who he is. And she's right, because we read these stories, and it's happened years ago, and you ask yourself, how does that reflect in today's life? And through what God does with CAP, it makes us see God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And for me, it's been a pleasure, or it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure to be part of the All Saints CAP ministry, but also to be part of this church. Because when you step out and you say, I work for CAP and I'm from All Saints, the joy and the pride and the way people receive you or welcome you. Oh, thank you. Oh, I know I have a friend who was helped by CAP, and I know a friend who got supported through CAP ministry in All Saints. And I feel that is what the passage says, that the Spirit is upon us, because when God called us into CAP ministry, we didn't quaver. We just opened our arms to say, God, we are going to serve with you. And he hasn't disappointed us. So that is what the passage speak to me for.
Yeah. It's faithful, as you say, and a faithful Spirit who's not stopping doing his work. And And I mean, I think you have these testimonies of how God is specifically answering prayer over this period of COVID to bring a connect team. And I know that a few of you here in the congregation tonight have joined that connect team and are connecting with people, and what a blessing that is. And that is a real answer for prayer for you guys. Did you want to share about the particular answer to prayer for today? Do you want to do that now?
Yes, yeah. Yes. That is wonderful news. So today, this morning, after the morning service, and I was walking home, I received a text message from someone that they want to join the job club because they had our plea for people to join in. And also they were moved by the testimonies that we shared. So someone has stepped in and want to join the CAP team to be trained for a job club as a buddy for Magda, or to help with that. Another person also tested to say they work as HR department, and they've got a program that they feel that will be helpful for job clubs, so they are willing to help. But most importantly, something that I want to share. Yesterday, I spent time with someone who has received help through Connect Team. And as we were walking around, they came with a postcard. And the postcard came from their Connect buddy who is on holidays with their family. And they sent this person a postcard to tell them that they're on holiday, they are thinking of them, and they are praying for them and sharing their experience with them. And the excitement in her face. And she was like, oh, look at you. Nobody even write to you. My buddy has written just 1 week holiday and look at what they've said to me. And the joy, it was so phenomenal and amazing. And through Connect Team, we are able to bring so much hope and joy in people's homes and heart. And we have been able to do all this because of your commitment and your involvement in CAP. Mm.
It's a work of restoring and rebuilding that joy can come into somebody's life that's had it kind of stripped away by circumstance. And I think that's a hope and a joy that we can take into this next season of lockdown and all the unpredictability ahead, that God has not stopped working, and we can ask for his continued work in the lives of those who around us who will struggle in all sorts of different ways, but we can be confident that that spirit has not gone away and is not stopping filling people. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add or say to this congregation?
I think evening service, we don't want to deprive you of the joy that we are having. So it would be great if you want to get involved with Connect Team. We're having a lot of people to... So we are signing on new clients, CAP clients, and we haven't got buddies for them yet. It would be amazing to get people to sign up for Connect Team. And it is a joy... That is all I can tell you. And the commitment is so flexible based on your own availability and what you can do or what you can provide. And if it's not for you, you can pray for us or you can pray for someone else to step in. We know we are going to lock down on Thursday, and it's going to be a long one, but God is with us and God is going to be with you all, and we want to be with our CAP clients as well. So if you feel called to do that, you are more than welcome.
Thanks, Winnie. Shall we give them a round of applause, these guys, on behalf of all the CAP team and the Connect team? Thank you. Thank you to the Connect team. Yeah, let's applaud them too.
Thank you to Jenny and Winnie and Claire. I just wanted to summarize what they were saying, just to connect different things that they were saying. So whenever you'd hear the word CAP, they're referring to Christians Against Poverty. And so CAP is based in Bradford, but has several centres around the country, and we are one of the centres. And CAP as a charity does different services, but here at All Saints, we only do two of the services, which is the debt help and the job club. And you had Winnie mention about the Connect team. The Connect team, which is an answer to prayer that we've been praying for many years for everybody on who's receiving debt help from us and on the job club, for them to be buddied up by somebody at All Saints. So that is called a connect team, so connecting somebody at All Saints with one of our CAP families is what is happening, is what was set up during lockdown earlier this year. And right now we have some CAP families who are on the waiting list for us to go and see them, who have not yet been buddied up, paired up. And that is why Winnie was saying that we would love if people can sign up and join this Connect team. And mainly what you do is just phone up these families to check on them, to pray with them, do some shopping. All the support is done. The CAP team itself will be supporting you as you're supporting the CAP family. So you won't be doing it on your own as you're dealing with the CAP families, if that makes sense. And the other thing that, another way that would love you to support this ministry is through Christmas hampers. So every year, Christmas time, we do hampers, big bags of shopping and presents for these CAP families. And it all comes from you, the people of All Saints. You take one family, so you sign up to take a family and you pray over what to buy for them and what to put in the bag for them, and you put together this gift bag, which we then deliver to the CAP families as a present, as a way of saying that that we are with you during this time, as many of these families cannot afford all these presents that we are able to then buy for them. So it would be amazing if you can sign up to do a hamper for a CAP family. If you can sign up to join the Connect team, and another way is to sign up to join the prayer team. So the prayer team is now meeting over the phone for just under an hour. We tell you what different prayer requests that are happening that need prayer, because when we are dealing with especially the clients that are struggling with debt, they are really, really weighed down. And when we are dealing with them, we cannot do it on our own. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to go with us as we are receiving all these stories. Because this week I saw somebody who's feeling suicidal, dealing with anxiety and stressed, and every week there's a bailiff coming and knocking on his door, and he just wakes up early in the morning and just leaves the house just to go roaming around randomly, because he's scared that if he stays in the house he will have to deal with the bailiff's knocking. And just head office advising him that you don't have to open the door to them, you don't have to deal with them, you're going to deal with them on your behalf. So just hearing that hope that there are these, that I have this support and I just have to let go of controlling this, and that everything will be okay. So if you join the prayer team, we can share such prayer requests with you so that these people can feel supported. So Connect Team, hampers, prayer team, and finally to give financially if you are in a position to do so. Thank you. Over to Jenny again. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. It feels really appropriate that as we reflect on the announcement that we heard yesterday, which might carry with it disappointment and fear and downcastness, that actually today we've been remembering that we are, by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God that is at work within us, we are people of hope, and we are given that hope. We receive it by the Spirit of the living God in us, by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and we get to embody it, to carry it, to kind of pollinate the world with the unreasonable and unseasonable hope that is in Jesus. We don't have to have hope in seasonal ways. I think of Jesus saying to the fig tree, why are you not bearing fruit, when it wasn't the season to bear fruit? Jesus can bring that fruit of hope out of his people at this time. And I believe that the stories of hope that we've heard today have been his encouragement to us to embody and to carry his hope into the world through CAP, through our relationships, through our conversations. One of the things that doing this within the context of worship and prayer, as we would always want to do, is because we don't do this out of our own strength. We do this out of the Spirit of the living God. I think of how when you're on an aeroplane and they say, if the oxygen masks are dropped down, put yours on first and then you can help others. And it's because, you know, if you're running out of oxygen, you can't help anybody. If we run out of hope, we can't help others. But if we are filled with hope by sitting with the presence of the Spirit of God in our homes, by welcoming his friendship, by knowing that he is with us, by being still and knowing that God is God, so we can carry that hope wherever we go, so that we can bear that hope for where we are. So I wanted to just say that, we're aware of all of the feelings that we might be having, but we want to proclaim. I noticed when we read this passage, it's funny how different words spring out, and today I noticed the proclamation, to proclaim freedom to for the captives, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. We have good news. The gospel is not good advice, it's good news. We can give good advice about how you live a lockdown well. We can give good advice about, keeping your spirits up and all that kind of thing. And that, there's some really good advice around. But we have good news that we can proclaim that is a person, the person of Jesus.